God's Word contains the answer for everything you need. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland shares how faith takes or receives God's promises so you can enjoy life and live in the blessing. Now here's Gloria.
We're going to talk today about faith, so you may be seated and we'll stir ourselves up. You know, way back in the dark ages almost, when we began to hear Brother Hagin preach about faith, Ken was 30-year-old freshman at ORU. We had no money. We lived in a little project house, and it was furnished in early Goodwill, and I painted it and fixed it where it looked better, but it still wasn't very good. And our children were just small. John was a baby. And we had debts, you know. I married Kenneth Copeland and his notes and his debts. And his dad was in with a banker and son had notes and stuff, you know. But I girls are kind of dumb about those things. I never said, Kenneth, tell me about your financial situation. I knew he didn't have any money because he was driving an old ragged car, but anyway, at that time, during the first year we moved to Tulsa, and the kids were small, and Ken began to fly for Brother Roberts as co-pilot on that airplane. So he was out in the great meetings and the great crusades, and I was home with the two children and no money. I am kidding a little bit, because we never did without, but we had a lot of bills to pay and pressure, and I know none of you know anything like about that, but we found out. I got an Amplified Bible, and I was reading. I was a word student, and I found in there where it said stay out of debt, and so we were in debt, and that was the only way, really, we knew to get along was to borrow money and pay it off. If you had to have a car, you made payments on the car. So we found it in the Word, stay out of debt, so we started believing God to do that. And within 11 months, we were out of debt. And we have lived without debt, whatever it is, houses, land, airplane cars, whatever it is, we believe God for it. And the Lord provided it. So I'm here to tell you that it can be done. But it does take some effort to do that. It takes some effort. You know, you might have to wait a little longer on things. But then when you get them, they're paid for. And they're more fun when you don't have that big old payment every month. And so God's been, He's been good to us. He's been marvelous to us. But that only began to happen after we began to learn how to lay hold in faith. It didn't happen just because we heard it. We had to get in the Word, look at the words, take what it said, believe we receive it, just like faith does. And when we began to hear faith, we listened to Brother Hagin. He was, during that, less than a year we lived in Tulsa, Brother Hagin started having 10-day seminars just for me. And he had one every quarter. And he had preached twice a day, and it was just a crowd about like this was in those meetings. Small meeting, he'd preach twice a day, and he did 10-day seminars every quarter. So Ken and I, regardless, and Ken was going to ORU, and he was seeing miracles happen. Out on the road with Brother Roberts, and I was at home with the kids. They were small. And so we would, no matter what, if it was icy, if it was dangerous, whatever, if Brother Hagin was preaching, we got in our car and we slid across town. And we went to all the meetings. I don't think we missed any meetings unless Ken got a chance to go somewhere and minister. And so our lives turned around like that. When we began to find out how to take the Word literally, put it in our eyes, in our ears, get it in our heart, say it out our mouth, release our faith for whatever it is, if it was a car, a house, or whatever. And it took us about 11 months to get out of debt. And then, you know, we just kept growing and growing and growing until we got to where we were, we knew how to lay hold of it. And we knew it took patience. Bible says let patience have her perfect work. And we bought land, we bought houses, we bought office buildings, we bought airplanes. Whatever it was that we needed, we got it by faith. And God's no respecter of persons. So I just wanted to let you know that this stuff works. But you got to get it in your eyes and your ears and your heart and out your mouth and stay with it. It doesn't work. Like if you're believing for, to pay cash for a car, you could get the money the same day, but I never experienced that. It would take time. Now, it says in the scripture to let patience have her perfect work. But it came to a place, we came to a place where we could do what we wanted to when we wanted to. And but you know, I'm just telling you our story because I want you to know we started out not on the bottom of the barrel, but under the barrel. With debt and with nothing. And God has blessed us and He's helped us and He's, and you know, if you're believing for something big, I mean, it took me a long time to pay cash for a house. But it happened, and was it worth it? Yeah. And what if I hadn't? How long does it take to pay one off? A double long time. Didn't take me nearly as long to believe God as it would have if I'd have had to pay it off in payments. Amen? So God's got a way. You could call it a narrow way because there's some restrictions at first. You know, you have to be patient. But it'll bring you. If you'll honor the Word, you'll get your eyes and ears on the Word. You'll put it in your mouth. You'll believe God for your healing or your equipment or whatever it is you need. If you'll let patience have her perfect work, you'll get it. If you're operating in faith. Now, the only way we operate in faith is to keep that Word going in us, in our eyes, in our ears. So the name of this message today is Faith Takes It. And I'm going to just share some things with you about faith that we've learned that helped us. It's based on the Word. You have to, you know, if you're going to walk by faith, whether it's money or your healing or whatever, you're going to have to stick mighty close to the Word of God. You're going to have to keep that Word going in your eyes and your ears, and you're going to have to keep words of faith coming out your mouth. It's what you say according to the Scripture, according to what Jesus taught, and we'll talk about it a little more, but according to what Jesus taught, it's the words of your mouth that come to pass in your life, and the words of your mouth come out of the abundance of the heart. So if you got unbelief in there in abundance or just natural thinking in there in abundance and you think and talk like the world and in your heart, that's what's in there and coming out your mouth, you're not going to have anything in there to bring supernatural things to pass. But I'm telling you, we need our faith. You think, well, I don't need a new house. I don't need a new car. Well, what about a new body? What about a new heart? Or what about new ears? What do you need God? You're just saying, I don't need Him for anything. Yeah, you do. You need Him. We need Him. Yes. And we need our faith working, which means we need to all the time get in the Word of God. It's very rare that I go through a day that I don't spend time in the Word. Normally, I'll do that first thing in the morning. And that's, I think, the best thing to do it. You never know what you might have to have it. Amen. That day. And you need your faith, and you need that Word, and you need your thinking straight. Yes. You know, the world's crazy. Yes. They're all messed up. Yes. They're in darkness, that's why. Yes. And what they think is right, and the right way to do, is the dark way. Yes. But we're to walk in the light. We're children of the light. The world can't walk in the light until they get born again. But you and I, we can walk in days of heaven on the earth. Amen. Right here in this time. And you can get proficient at it where you can believe God for anything. another thing I might add, and we'll probably talk about this more later, but in walking by faith, it's faith and patience. You know, you might say you're going to buy a new house. You could maybe go down and borrow money in a few days. And, of course, it'd take you 30 or 40 years to pay it off, but you could get the money. But believe in God, you might not get the money to buy a new house in 24 hours. But I guarantee you, if you've got faith, you can get it before you could pay for it in the old way. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not going to be that long. It took us a while, and you know, that was the thing. I liked houses. Ken liked airplanes. So we live well and travel well now. And fast. But it took a while. But all the time, even when we just first started out, the circumstances began to get better. Like, even though we couldn't buy a new house, that new house for a while, we got better places to live, to rent, to lease, whatever. God took care of us. So you have to have patience in these things. Same thing's true with healing. You know, when you believe God, we like it instant. And it happens that way a lot of time. But sometimes it doesn't happen when you pray. The moment you pray, the manifestation's not there. Now, the moment you pray, the prayer is answered if you prayed in faith and you took it. It's there. But the symptoms may not be gone. Now, I believe for them to be gone, and I believe you can get proficient in your faith for healing, where you just don't let anything come on your body and stay there. All the time, though, that is happening, you have to keep putting the word in. How to live in victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And how to live in faith day after day takes a steady diet of the Word of God. And you know that. You're in a Word church. And that's the best place to be by far. But we can't get lazy with our daily time in the Word. We've got to keep that Word in our eyes and our ears. If we want to live supernaturally, that'd be the best way to say it. You can live supernaturally. You can put the super on the natural way of life with the Word of God. Hallelujah. And I'm just telling you some of our experiences, because there's no limit to what you can do in faith. I mean, God's never broke, and he knows how to get it to you. So when we decided we were not going to borrow any money way back there, and Brother Copeland, you know, he's an airplane man. He was a pilot when we married, and he loves to fly, and he doesn't see any reason to drive. Any further than the grocery store or Walmart. He just doesn't see any reason to stay on the ground when you can get it in the air. So we believe God for airplanes, houses, land, healings. You think of it, and we believe for it if we wanted it. Glory to God. Now, God's no respecter of person. I'm just telling you that because I want you to know we were undone and broke and without anything. House furnished in early Goodwill. It's awful. And we just began to learn from Brother Hagin. We went to those time we were there. He had every quarter he had a 10-day seminar. We got in every one. We didn't miss it. And then, of course, we kept studying the Word. When we'd learn from him, we'd keep studying and put it in our eyes and our ears. I don't ever have a day that I don't spend time in the Word of God, because I want to live in the supernatural. I remember what the natural was like. Man, you didn't have any control over anything. You couldn't buy what you needed. You just wearing old stuff, driving old stuff, living in old stuff. I know y'all don't know anything about that, but maybe you can remember back. And it wasn't any fun, was it? When you begin to hear the Word of God and you begin to prosper, how many of you enjoy life more now? Yeah. How many of you really like being broke? No, no, no. So what do we do? Well, we do what God says. How do we get healed? We do what God says. How do we prosper? We do what He says. If He says sow, we sow. If He says give, we give. And if He says tithe, we tithe. Yes. And of course, He says all of those things. So our blessing always, and if you'll just think about it, that started in the Garden of Eden. They had everything. God provided everything. It was a wonderful place. They only had one thing. Don't eat of that tree. That tree right there. That tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't partake of that. Just one thing. Everything else was perfect. But that one thing. Say one thing. That one thing ruined their neighborhood. And they ate of that forbidden tree and they died. It ruined their body. It ruined their neighborhood. They were kicked out of the garden. They hid from God. They couldn't trust Him anymore because they knew they were wrong and they were in shame. And shame stops your faith. So the best place for you and I to live is to obey God. And not disobey God and get under condemnation. That's why they hid from God. They were under condemnation. They knew they were guilty. They knew they were in trouble. But if you'll begin to let God tell you how to live your everyday life, how to talk words, how to manage and live right and live a righteous life and obey what He says is good and have nothing to do with what He says is bad, life can be so blessed. Amen. You found that out. And it comes from our part is to do what He says. And then He does all the good stuff. But you know, in the garden, Adam had it made. Everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. Adam and Eve just had no wants. And they had one do not. Think of that. We got a lot of do nots. They had one do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So the tempter came and we know the story. They fell for his line. And their fun life and their good life, the good life was over. So you and I need to realize that if we want to walk in the blessing, if you'll look at the blessing, was an abundance of everything. It wasn't just barely getting by. It wasn't just barely having victory. It was big. The blessing coming in and going out. Hallelujah. On everything they were doing, the blessing came. If they would just do what God said. And the strange thing about it, what God said was the best thing. It's still that way with us. What God says is the best way to live. And we've got more advantage than they had. We've got the written word. Of course, they had God walking with them in the cool of the day. So I don't know if they had, I'm not sure that was accurate to say we have more advantage. He walked with them in the cool of the day and they still messed up. But now you and I don't have to be that way. They started out righteous themselves, but then they fell. You and I didn't start out righteous, but we made Jesus the Lord of our lives and we were born over again. And we're not going to fall. We're not going to allow the devil to come in and trick us and deceive us. And when we make mistakes, we repent, amen, and get it right. And we endeavor to do whatever we see in the Word of God, the written Word, and God talking to us. In our spirits. And that is the way to enjoy life. You think, well, I don't know how God would ever be able to do those financial things in my life. I just have this little job and it's not much. Well, in the first place, you're going to stay there forever? Are you stuck there? Could you believe for a better job? If you just have a little job you're not satisfied with, could you believe?
Yes.
I guarantee you, God's got a great thing, a position, a job for you.
Yes.
Now, you might not know where it is right now, but if you're not satisfied with, you know, the Bible teaches us that we're supposed to be satisfied.
Yes.
If you're not satisfied with where you are, start sowing and believe in God toward what it is you want. If you've got a desire in your heart to go to school, believe God. Sow something and believe God for the manifestation of increase in your life to enable you, or whatever it takes. Just say, Lord, I would like to go to school. If you feel that was God's will for you and to go into a certain field, pray about it and say, I want to do that. I believe you want me to. I believe it's in your will. And I'm asking you, Lord, for the whatever amount of money you need for the tuition and how to manage. If you need a job on the side, ask Him for that. God will take care of you.
Amen.
The key for us, all of us, to be blessed. And to be blessed is to have more than enough.
Amen.
To be blessed is not just barely get along and really be about, you know, you don't have half of the things you really need, or your old car doesn't want to start every morning. That's not the blessing. The blessing is to have all your needs abundantly met and have money left over.
Amen.
Have things left over. You got to help other people that don't know about the blessing. And of course, we never did anywhere in a headway until we became tithers. And when we started tithing, we almost just didn't have any money. It wasn't very much. But it seemed like a lot. But it seemed like, you know, we need this little dab here. No, you don't need it. We didn't need it. We needed to tithe it. Get God in on our deal. Woo, it makes a difference. You'll begin to increase and multiply.
Partnerships is key. We're a partner with the ministry. And it's a big deal, I think, both ways. You know, we're helping support his ministry and helping him do what he needs to do. But he's there for us. So to me, we can just do so much more together than we could do apart. So, that's how.
Yeah, and there have been times that we really needed it, and a call comes in from the prayers, and
yeah,
it just seems to work out like that.
We've all seen programs where an evil mastermind tries to take over the world, but that's not the way our God works His plan. His good plan is for your success. When you know how you fit into His plan and make the quality decision to be there, you can live to your full potential.
God's Master Plan for Your Life, a book by Gloria Copeland, will help you discover how the Master Creator created you as His masterpiece and gave you a specific role to fulfill while on this earth. Also, Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore candidly share key insights in Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success. In this CD or DVD series, they expound on how God's grace prepares you for and places you in your part of His great plan. They share key scriptures as well as life examples of how you are graced for your place.
Knowing who you were made to be and how you fit into His plan will bring you satisfaction and fulfillment. You can thrive and flourish in God's master plan for your life.
Know who you are in Christ and where you fit into God's master plan. Order God's Good Plan package at a special price of only $29.95 and save over 30%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call or write to us today. Thrive and flourish in God's master plan. Live your life to its full potential and receive God's grace to carry out His plan for you. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Today on this broadcast, my grandmother Gloria Copeland shared on how faith receives God's promises. How does it do it? It takes the Word of God. And when you put the Word in your eyes and in your ears, it gets down into your heart, and then you begin to say it by faith. There is no limit to what we can do in faith, praise God. And that's why we're making these materials available to you, God's Good Plan Package. Three outstanding teachers, Brother and Sister Copeland, along with Keith Moore, God's Master Plan for Your Life. This is a book by Gloria Copeland, and then this teaching series by Brother Copeland, Brother Moore is called Grace, your place for opportunity, ability, and success. And you need to know that faith and grace work together. And it's entering into that working together that you and I live this overcoming, abundant, satisfied life that I know you're excited about living. So order these things, get them into your home, get them into your life. You'll be blessed because of it. Hey, listen, Brother Copeland will be in Lima, Peru this Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th for the 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. It's at the Eduardo Debos Coliseum in Lima, Peru. This is so big. This is so exciting. For service times and details on the location, you can go to our websites, kcm.org, or the Spanish site, es.kcm.org. Partners, we are inviting you right now to be in agreement with us, be in prayer with us over this meeting, that people would come to know Jesus, that people would be healed through the power of the Word of God. And we have seen an outstanding move of God all throughout Central America. And you want to be invested in this campaign. Now, if you can't be there in person, you can watch it live online from our Spanish site, es.kcm.org. Amen. Praise God. You want to stay tuned into this broadcast tomorrow. Another outstanding word from Miss Gloria Copeland. You're going to be blessed by it. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. This is your year of victory. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for a week-long conference that will change your life. Receive God's Word, His wisdom, and His plan to live a strong, healthy, blessed life. Bring your family and friends. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, exciting youth services for teens, and Super Kid Academy for children. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning. Then join Gloria Copeland for a powerful healing service on Saturday morning. Celebrate the 4th of July with us as we honor God for His goodness and celebrate our nation's birthday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.